Okay, so we just had the last few lines here in Shemot. So the Gemara says, "Ma'od la'adak shemen sreifa b'chanukah? Can you use shemen sreifa, shemen truma, which is tomei on Chanukah?" Now, what exactly are we talking about here? So most of the Mepharshim, if you look, for example, Rosh Tevilah here, assume that we're continuing our discussion of Yisrael, of a czar. And he says, Shalom b'shut kohen de mitzvah dumya de batei midrashim. And the reason is because we're talking about a mitzvah. And as we already saw, a mitzvah might have different standards. However, if you look at Chaim Kanievsky in the Derech Emunah, he quotes this this Yerushalmi. And he says, well, maybe the reason Beyonce, even a Kohen, is because you're making it La Sota Israhana, since you're not allowed to get benefit from the Nerchanu Kashluf Loshuv Ladlikam, Yeshlom Dalser, Devi Kamav de Biadai. Maybe it's like destroying it actively. The Ain Ladavil Dech Srefa. The Khan came and said, no, Nabir Hanako, Makto to the mitzvah, since you're putting in Hanukkah and separating as a mitzvah, Nasar Bahana becomes Ashbahana, and Imtam Abdi Odaim, the Fnei Srefa. And then, right, the Gemara says, but as we'll see, the Gemara's conclusion is Amri, Debe Rabbianai, Madlikin Shemin Srefa Bahanaka. You can. So what would the svara be? So again, it could be that it's only the Rabbanan, and therefore you're allowed to do it if it's a mitzvah, based on the shitot that we've seen. If you assume that this is only the Rabbanan, and that's how Ruchai Kineski understands it in the Derech Emunah, summarizing that those traditions, right? He says, and even if you think it's daraita, maybe another svara is that it's not called hana, because mitzvah lav lehana is nitnu. If you continue there in the Ber Halacha, on the conclusion, he says, and the reason he thinks it'll be mutter is because there's no shimor on Trumat Tumea. Right, so again, right, so if you think it's daraita, it might still be mutter because mitzvah is lav lehana nitnu. Now, what is mitzvah is lav lehana nitnu? That's a huge sugya. Right, and there are exceptions, right? Mitzvah that have hanar aguf, right? Again, we'll go into the whole sugya. Right, there another Ritva there says, right, that even though you get reward, you don't, you know, it's like a result, but it's not actually part of the mitzvah, and therefore it would be fine. And of course, if it's Rabbanan, there is a machloket rishonim whether mitzvah lav lehana mitzvah applies even my mitzvah derabbanan or not. So Amar Rabbi Nisa ana lochokim laba. I never knew my father. Right, he was an orphan. Even normally my mother would tell me avu chaviomar mishein lo shemen shulchulin, that if he doesn't have chulin oil madlik shemen. Now this sounds like it's only b'diavad. And why would it only be b'diavad? So Ruchaim Kanievsky summarizes again. Another reason is maybe the enos of mitzvot chavilot. Chavilot, you don't want to do multiple mitzvot at once, and the destruction of truma is a mitzvah, and therefore ideally you shouldn't do it. Right, mitzvah lav lehana nitnu is only b'diavad, or maybe by mitzvah derabanan, like Chanukah, we say that they are nitnu lehana. Already quotes several different explanations of why it would be that lechatchila we should avoid it. But if he doesn't have it, then madlik shemen sreifa b'chanukah. Right, and maybe the whole thing is only when it's essential. That's the Bnei Yeshua takes it. The Rosh of Seif and Shabbat Chavav quotes several of these positions, but he says maybe really it is a form of hefsed, but makom mitzvah lo gazru, and therefore if there's another way out, so then you should do that. Okay, well that is the end of Trumo. Hadron Aloch Eina Dveila. And with that, we will move to Maestro.